Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones.
Got to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord.
Jesus said, "Unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." Have you ever wondered why God referenced a child? Well, listen in as Pastor Joel begins this new teaching series entitled, Let the Children Come.
We are starting today with a new series. Y'all just in time. And this sermon is called, Let the Children Come and Become Disciples of Christ. That's added in. That's what it's called. And the title was phrased this way in order to prep our minds to think not only about the relationship that Jesus has with children, but just as importantly, the necessity of embodying a child's nature, and becoming a disciple of Christ. We'll learn how that works together in this sermon series. Now, the words, let the children come, those words are words which Jesus speaks in Matthew 19:14. The little children in that sequence, the little children have been brought before Jesus that those children might benefit from Jesus laying his hands on them, okay? But what happened was the disciples that were with Jesus, they rebuked the people bringing the children, right? But Jesus said, let the children come to me and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of heaven, all right? See, Jesus was always teaching. He was always teaching, and this happened to be a particular instance where the disciples didn't think it was proper for people to randomly interrupt the Lord and bombard him with the task of dealing with their children. How many of you know that it's not a task for Jesus to deal with anybody? Amen? So we as people sometimes forget, but Jesus, on the other hand, he seized this as an opportunity to teach. This was a teachable moment, and he told his followers that such is the kingdom of heaven. Now, that verse is found, as I said, in Matthew 19. And if you're looking at in your Bible, Matthew 19:13, verse 13 and 14 in chapter 19. But let's go to the epistle of Mark, the 10th chapter, which also explains the same story from Mark's point of view. Let's go there. And I'm going to ask my wife, pastor, sister, friend, Annalisa Jones, to read Mark chapter, what did I say? No, we're going to Mark now. I said, well, I want you to read from Mark. Mark chapter 10, verses 13 to 16. Mark chapter 10, that should be.
Mark 10, 13 to 16.
Tell us what that says.
Okay. It says, then they brought the little children to him that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, let the children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. Mm-hmm. And he took them up in his arms and his hands and laid his hands on them and blessed them.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, from this we see that Jesus wanted the children to be brought to him, amen? He wanted the children to be brought to him. Matter of fact, this version in Mark tells us that he was displeased. He was displeased when he saw that the children had been prevented from coming to him. So as I said, Jesus made it clear that not only does he welcome children, all right, coming to him, but if we expect to enter the kingdom of God, this is what we need to know, we all must enter as little children. Now, I know you grown folks don't like that. Okay, you don't want nobody calling you a child. But when it comes to Jesus, guess what? We're all babies. Okay? We're all children. All right? Are you getting what I'm saying? So now, I don't mean that only infants or 4-year-olds or 4 to 12-year-olds will make it to heaven, no. But I am saying that no matter how old we are, no matter how grown we think we are, huh? No matter how much we think we know, okay? How much we have amassed and assembled in bank accounts, trust accounts, no accounts, whatever the case may be. Jesus says that to come to him, you've got to come as a child. And you know some people don't like that. Some people don't like to think of it that way. We want to think that we have everything in control, right? We want to think that we know what to do. But Jesus said, guess what? You're going to come to me as a child if you want to see heaven. Because, see, Jesus is looking for disciples. Jesus is looking for true believers, true followers of Christ, those who will truly follow Christ. And in order to truly follow Jesus, you've got to truly come to him as a child. Think about that. Just mull it over in your mind. I don't mean start acting childish. There's a difference. Some of us are adults and we're already past child stage. We're acting childish. But that's not what Jesus is talking about. Jesus is talking about coming to him as a child spiritually. You know, they don't want to see you coming to church with a bib wrapped around your neck or a bottle of milk or got your coffee and a bottle of milk and nothing like that. Come looking to be changed spiritually as a child. Think about that for a minute. All that means is that all of us gray-haired, gray beards like me, all you grown and gone men and women, some of you all have raised children yourself. Guess what? Still a child to the Lord. Okay? And I imagine some people, there was a movie with Brad Pitt. What was it called? The Incredible Mr. Something Something. He was born old, and he regressed and became got old. Benjamin Button. Strange little movie, but he came to his childhood and started getting younger instead of older. That's kind of strange. But in a sense, spiritually, Jesus wants us to be as children. And I imagine some people are thinking, but Pastor, it says in 1 Corinthians 13:11, that when I became a man, I put away childish things. What about that? Some people may argue that point. Some of you may be thinking that, so I want to clear that up. So why does Jesus say come as a child? Well, if you read 1 Corinthians 13 in context, you'll discover that the text spoken here and there mentions that when I became a man, now to get this, when I became a man is speaking about saints becoming fully grown in Christ. Fully grown in Christ. When I became a man, when I became fully grown in Christ, okay, or perfect in Christ, or perfect man or woman in Christ, that's our aim. That's what we're shooting for. That's what that means, okay? Other things will then cease. Tongues will cease and different things. You won't need tongues because you are now complete in Christ, okay? The fullness of Christ thereof. But up to that point now, and in the journey of reaching that point of arrival, Jesus says, come to me as a child. You see, you understand that? I want to clear that up because there'll be people that say, no, that's wrong. No, no. Read the Bible and read it in proper context. Come to be changed. Come to me as a child, ready to learn so that I can raise you up, so that I can teach you as your teacher, so that I can raise you up in the word of God. Praise God. That's what he's saying. So let's move on. We'll get back to where we were. I just wanted to clear that up. But let me show you what I mean. Pastor, take us to Matthew 18, please, and read verses 1 to 5 for us. Matthew 18. Verses 1 to 5, please.
Matthew 18, verses 1 to 5. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Then Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Mm-hmm. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Mm-hmm. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor. Now you see Jesus mentions two extremely important points for us to grasp right here if we are to expect to experience the kingdom of heaven. First of all, he says that we must be converted. Did you see that word? He says that in verse 2. He says, unless you are converted and become as little children. Okay? So we've got to be converted. You know what converted means. That means transformed. As it says in Romans 12:1. Okay, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God. Okay, and it goes on and on. You present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. Okay, and it's saying be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Well, see, the Bible is circular. I've said that before. It starts one way and it's going to carry you back to that. It's like going and driving around in a cul-de-sac. You can't get lost if you stay on track because the Lord is going to give it to you again. So here he is giving it to you again in Matthew, saying that you've got to be converted. Only this time he says, and become as little children. So he wants us to be changed. He wants us to be transformed, okay? And then in verse 4, he points to the importance of humbling yourself as a little child. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as a little child. When I was a little child and my mother told me something, I could negotiate just a bit. But if I said I wasn't going to do it, that was the end of the conversation. Okay? I had to humble myself. And with my daddy, you bet it was no negotiating. You were humble already. You would think we couldn't talk. We were with our heads down, mouth closed. So this is what the Lord is telling us. You got to humble yourself as a little child. And when we think about church and when we think about our relationship with the God, with the Lord, sometimes we just don't want to humble ourselves. And you know it's true. It's true. Not our fault we're born into sin, but it's true. Jesus points to the importance of humbling oneself as a little child. Now, why as a little child? That's what we want to get to in this introduction. Oh, see, Sister Wanda already preaching the sermon over there. She said, because as a child, you have to be trained. See, some people are just smart. Some people have biblical IQ. Their biblical IQ is just high. Well, hers high. I'm sure it's high anyway. But biblically, she got that part figured out. Absolutely. A child needs to be trained. That's what she's saying. And that's true. This is we come as a little child. But let's look at this. Jesus said in the Great Commission, what did he say? In Matthew 28:19. You all know this. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Teaching them what? All I've commanded you. All the things. And lo, I'll be with you. The end of the age, right? Okay, and so obviously Jesus intends for us to do what as his disciples? Go out. He intends for us to go out and teach folks. He intends for each one of us to reach somebody else. He intends for us to represent him. We are ambassadors of Christ. That's what it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17-21. It says that he has brought us in for reconciling others to the word of God. We ourselves have been committed to the word of reconciliation. So we are to be ambassadors, teachers of Christ. When you are representing someone, guess what? You've been taught by that person. Huh? When you come up and your alma mater is UC Berkeley or Yale or Harvard or Boise State College, whatever it is, you represent that school, don't you? You came from there, okay? Your credentials are in that place. Well, when you are a child of God, Jesus says, you represent me. Where you go, I'm with you. The Holy Spirit is going to be in you. I want you to learn what I have for you. You've got to humble yourself to get it in. You don't know the answers. You weren't there when I formed the foundation of the world. You don't know the circumference of the ocean. You can't tell the waves to stop and go no further. Jesus says, I know all these things, so you've got to learn from me. Right? Does that make sense? Sometimes we forget these things, but this is the God of creation. This is no joke. No matter how people preach to you a message, no matter how much praise and worship you hear, no matter how many gospel singers you see on the radio, whether they're faking or acting up or whether they're real, Jesus is real. Jesus is the God of creation. That's what I'm talking about. I can take all the rest, but give me Jesus every time, because he says, you're learning this from me. All right? And that's the important thing. That is the most important thing. We are in this all the way to be reps of Jesus, representatives of Jesus. So he's saying that in this verse that we are to teach others to observe, and to observe means to heed and to adhere to the word of God. Not some things, but he says all things that I have given you. You're seeing people today, they're not using all of the Bible. They're using some of the Bible, and they're trying to change the rest to suit their fancy. There are people buckling the pressure today. There are pastors buckling the pressure today. They're afraid to lose their stuff, okay? I don't even know what that stuff is. I don't know if it's money. I don't know if it's property. I don't know if it's accolades. It's stuff, okay? But the only stuff we need to be concerned about is the stuff of heaven that Jesus says, I have for you, that no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, or mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. And that means those who are going to follow him and do his will and humble themselves. I know some tough men. I come from a tough man territory. I'm telling you right now, you all wouldn't have wanted to see me before I was saved back in my 20s and 30s. I was a living on the edge, die today, well, let's get it on type of person. I couldn't help myself, and the Lord grabbed me. And I say that to say this, I know some tough men. I've been with nothing but tough men. I've been in many locker rooms all my life. I've been to what we call death row. We used to say, let's die today so we don't die tomorrow. That was the mentality back then. Not because I wanted to be a bad guy. It's just that there were so many bad guys that I wasn't going to take it. Okay, and Jesus had to come and snatch me out of that pot with angels and never had a beer, and he had to show me that he was God, because I didn't believe in Jesus. I didn't believe in Islam, that my family, I didn't believe in any of it. I believed there was a God, but he was going to have to show himself to me if I'm going to be in somebody's church with those hypocrites. That's the way I felt. I could do bad out there by myself, and I'm still not bad as them. That's what I thought. But when the Lord came and he showed me himself, and I never read a Bible, and he spoke my life right in front of me, and he gave me a vision right on the spot, and I saw my life pass when I had drowned in that pool. He said, who do you think brought you out of that pool when you drowned? Who do you think saved you when that gun didn't go off? Who do you think brought you out of the bottom of that water? And I know he's telling the truth, because when I was in the bottom of that water and I saw my body over there, and I said, what am I doing over here? Where am I going? And they didn't know that it was the Lord, and he was saving me for a time such as this, that he was going to bring me into a pulpit. Come on now. Nobody can do that but Jesus. So we've got to understand that he's saying here, and now you represent me, and nobody can take that away. Nobody can turn you away. Death itself can't stop you from opening up your mouth. And when I'm dead and gone, I'm still going to be talking to somebody about the Lord. That's what the Bible said. We're going to be praising him. So what he's saying here is that we represent him, but we have got to humble ourselves in the sight of God. You know why we got to humble ourselves? Because he's got something for us. He's got something for you greater than anything you can ever imagine. Don't get caught up in this world. Don't be caught up in accolades. Don't be caught up in because the devil's going to put things in front of you to tickle your fancy. I don't even know what that means, tickle your fancy. I guess it just make you go. I fancy that. I don't know what it means, but I'm just saying. I know the devil will put something in front of you to make you feel real good, okay? But that's not what it's about, okay? Jesus is counting on us to do our part in reaching and teaching others all that he has taught us. That's what it's saying. But do you realize what's required to learn all that Jesus is putting out for us to learn through the Bible? That's what we need to think about. He's putting this out through the Holy Spirit. But you know what? Even with that, it takes work, doesn't it? Huh? If it was easy, we'd all be, as Paul said, we would have all arrived and apprehended by now, as he says in Philippians 3, 12 to 14. He would say, we were already there, but we're not. It takes learning quite a bit, doesn't it? It takes leaving quite a bit of other activities alone. Yeah. Brother Johnny just sang about that. He says, let go and let God let go. I can't sing like Johnny, but he says that. Then he said, and let God let go. I can't do that. But he says, let go and let God. That means let go of some stuff. That's what it means. Let go of some stuff and let God. And let's face it, some of us have been in this natural skin for so long. This natural flesh for so long. Some of us don't even like the flesh we're in. We nip it and tuck it. We rip it and rub it. We burn it and spurn it. But we're still in this skin. We're still in this skin, and we're just full of pride. This skin is full of pride. We are filled to the gill in pride, like a big old fish, all right? Some of us can star in that insurance company that said, we know a few things because we've seen a few things. You know that commercial? We think we've seen it all. Jesus said, you ain't seen nothing yet. Okay? But it's hard when we're like that to humble ourselves before the Lord. It's hard. And Jesus knows that. That's why he says, there's no doubt you got to come to me as a child. That's exactly why Jesus says you got to come to him humble. He says as humble as a child. Okay? Now, I don't know about you all. I'm older than most of you, some of you. But I remember, do you remember when you were 3 or 4? 5 or 6, I remember when I was that age, and I remember going downtown Chicago, where I'm from, and my mother carrying me by the hand on State Street, and we're walking, and she's walking real fast because we're trying to catch the L train, which is sort of like the BART here, but the L train is just not as clean in Chicago, never has been. She was carrying me by the hand, practically dragging me, saying, come on, Joel, and she's walking. And I couldn't see above her back because there were so many people on State Street. There were so many people that it was like trying to get through bumping shoulders. So all I could do was hold on to my mother's hand. And I was so fearful, and I remember panicking, thinking, if she lets go of my hand, I'm going to be lost. I couldn't even see daylight. You hear me? I couldn't see the sky. And why do I remember this now that the Lord gave me this word? It's to share it with somebody. I couldn't see daylight, so I had to hold on for dear life to my mother's hand like a child because I knew that my parent would get me through. You understand what I'm saying? And that's why Jesus says we got to hold on to his hand just like a parent, just like God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit to get us through because you can't see what's down the road.
Praise God. When we walk with God, we can trust him to get us to our destination. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. We appreciate your partnership and financial support. All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow him. Thank you for choosing to fellowship with us today. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Listen, while you're there, connect with us. Like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. In need of prayer or encouragement? We're here for you. Call 707-759-5244. Join us for our weekly Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and walk through the Bible with us Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks again for tuning into Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the continuation of this life-changing series with Pastor Joel. Until next time. God is here.